The Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, or AITSIS, has been holding its annual summit this week in Boorloo, Perth. Indigenous people, academics, native title holders and government representatives have gathered to hear presentations on a range of topics, including the voice to parliament, native title and ethical research. Yandjirarindi Aboriginal Cooperation Culture and Heritage Manager Phil Davies gave a presentation on Tuesday about Indigenous belief systems. He says considering Indigenous belief systems as religions could help in legal battles to protect country and culture. The summit concludes today and Niigata Media's Gerard Mazza speaks to Phil Davies.
I've been graduated as an anthropologist in 2007 and an archaeologist in 2021.
And you're presenting at the AITSIS conference next week. What's the conference all about?
Oh, they have them each year. There's just a broad depth of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander issues. It covers all sorts of issues from native title to collections, you know, artifactual collections or collections of country. There's language, you know, all sorts of stuff. I saw that there's a session on one of the documentaries, which is, I think, Australians at War, which is about Indigenous contact with early Australia and the wars, or that it should be characterised as a war rather than simply skirmishes. So, yeah, there's a lot of issues that's covered during the week from Monday to Friday next week, and this year it happens to be in Perth. It's usually held in the capital cities around the country.
Sounds like a real broad range of issues that will be explored. In your presentation, what are the issues that you're going to be talking about?
It's about the Indigenous belief systems, and in my case, I'm looking at Injibundi belief systems and how it's analogous to the English word religion. In Australia, lots of people have discussed the fact that Indigenous belief systems are similar to or should be characterised as a religion. So when I was studying, doing my master's to be an archaeologist or doing a master's of archaeology, I thought I'd take on that theme of an Injibundi belief system and looking at the aspects of that. And then going into it and looking at the idea that equates to the English word religion. So within the Constitution, section 116 of the Australian Constitution, I'll read it out. The Commonwealth of Australia shall not make any law establishing any religion or for imposing any religious observance or prohibiting the free exercise of any religion. And so we started thinking about this at Injibundi back in about 2008. We talked about the fact of trying to possibly protect culture and heritage and country via that freedom of religion expression in the Constitution. There's a case from 1983 where the five justices actually looked at a definition of religion. And what I've found is that, and what I'll be presenting next week, is the fact that all of the Injibundi belief system fits all of those characteristics of what was set out by those justices that fits a religion or religious definition.
I think a lot of people would agree that Aboriginal belief systems do fit in with what we understand as a religion. You know, I think that kind of makes some intuitive sense. So why do you think that it hasn't been considered in that framework in the past?
I think that goes to the depth of colonisation, and Indigenous value systems haven't been valued valued in the same way as non-Indigenous systems. Obviously, this is all broached within the English word of religion and what that understanding is. I think it's just something that's been overlooked in the past. And do the belief systems equate to Presbyterians, or in the case of that court case, they were looking at the Church of Scientology and what makes up a religion, and they decided that the Church of Scientology did equate to a religion because of their definition. And, on top of those belief systems, Injibundi have country and knowledge and language, and also their law, system of law, so which is still practiced today. So there's a very strong case for equating to religion, and potentially someone might take it on board, have a look at that definition and have a look at what they may have within their own system of belief, whether it's Injibundi or another group, and they may decide to test it out test the Constitution out on that. So it doesn't go beyond, you know, looking at Indigenous belief systems equate to a religion, because no doubt when people get into court, all of those questions would be tested. So, yeah, it just sets that definition out and the fact that it has been defined in legislation previously.
And finally, you've spent a lot of time working with the Yindjibarndi people, learning about the culture. What is it that you enjoy about working with the Yindjibarndi people and doing that work?
Oh, just being on country is the one I enjoy most, and love it on Yindjibarndi country and being with the people and learning about it. That's a great privilege for me, has been a great privilege for me, and still continues to be a great privilege for me to be in this position. So, yeah, I'm very lucky.
That was Yindjibarndi Aboriginal Corporation Culture and Heritage Manager Phil Davies, ending the report from Nagada Media's Gerard Mazza.